Welcome back, folks! Man, we have fun doing this with you guys. Thanks for hanging out and putting up with our antics. It is Looch Dog in the Morning from the channel TTR Studios right here on YouTube, joined by my co-host extraordinaire, Belly Matt LaBelle. What's up, bud?
What's going on? It's good to be here as always. It's Friday for all those people that actually celebrate Fridays, unlike me.
I know. I know. Man.
You're just the start of your work day.
You sound like such an asshole right there, but you know what? No excuses. Every day is the weekend.
I appreciate it. Happy Friday. Fridays are great.
Actually, no, I sound like the asshole because every day is a weekend. You're just saying your weekends change.
My weekends change. My Friday this past week was Tuesday.
Yeah, that's true. You had 2 days off. He's feeling fresh. Thank you, Braxton Blue, who is over here doing all kinds of things, making switches. Wow. Appreciate you much. Filling up the coffee, getting ready to go with you guys. So let's get into this. Belly is a bartender extraordinaire. He works for a very popular place. We're not going to say where, but he is at the bar inside that place.
I am.
And he's one of the best bartenders in the area, not because he's just good at it, but because he gets it. Like, I'm a good DJ because I have a production eye. I do this stuff every day, and so I'm doing that for a living. Belly's got an eye for bartending and for being around people. People leave him pennies. A penny on a dollar just to say, you know what that means, right? Penny means you were amazing.
Yeah. An extra penny on top of a cash tip means you were a good bartender server.
No idea. So tell us about the tip that just you had to come home and tell us about.
So, you know, first thing I want to say about tips is I don't stereotype when it comes to the customer or the tip I get, because I've seen good tips from every different kind of person and I've seen bad tips from every different kind of person.
Do we want to explain what the stereotypes are?
There are some, and they're not worth it.
For example, older folks typically don't tip very well.
Yeah.
Typically.
They're in their mind that like their percentages are much lower. I'd say typically, but then again, I've had great, wonderful tips were very generous from older people.
Like, and that's why you shouldn't generalize in general.
That's why I say, like, there's no good gauge to judge anyone who's going to tip you well or bad until that check comes. And then here's the other thing I will say to people who are in the service industry that are always worried about the good and bad tips. Be confident in the great service that you give no matter what the tip you get, and you will always get the good tips. The good tips will always outweigh the bad.
Yeah. They focus on what you can control.
Balance out. Focus on what you can control. Be a good server no matter what. And if that generalization, if you get a bad tip, brush it off and say, you know what, that person's just, if I know I give bad service and get a bad tip, I know I earned that tip. If I get a bad tip
on good service,
I know that person just didn't enjoy their experience, and that's not on me.
Belly, it's a lot of like what we do here. It's like, if you trust in what you do and you focus on what you can control, then when somebody comes at you for something they didn't like, it doesn't feel as personalized. It's like, all right, hey, this just isn't for you, and maybe there's something going on in your life that you're really just sad about or really upset about, and you can't laugh.
It may just be this one thing that is not working, but I'm sure we can find a shared point somewhere.
Right, but if I come in here, I don't do any show prep, and we suck, and everyone's like, hey, you guys suck, I'd be like, that would be on me. We don't do that because we trust in what we do. He's a really good bartender.
Thank you.
I mean, he's a really good bartender.
Thank you.
So, but
there are times where you do get a tip that you just have to talk about. And this has happened to me a few times. We do get a lot of groups in house that are likely to do this. And
quick tease before you go, before you say it. This is, to me, is the equivalent of either pennies on Halloween or the foamy peanut butter peanuts on Halloween.
Yes. The tip we recently got on a check was a Bible verse. So what happens is they leave a no tip, they pay the check, and they write down a title and place and thing. And I will generally say most of the time these things are very positive, and this one
is. Has that happened to you before?
What, getting tipped in a Bible verse?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you kidding?
Multiple times. Yes.
I can't pay rent with a Bible verse. That's very nice of you. Can you also leave $3?
Yes, that would be nice.
No, I'm just experiencing. I didn't know that's where we were going with this.
Yeah, this has happened before.
Okay, hold on. Time out. I'm going to put you on a break here because I want to know what the listeners think about this. Brax, what are your thoughts there? Mind blown. Wait. Do that again.
Mind blown.
Because, I was born and raised Catholic. I was confirmed. Like, I have nothing against people who are religious. I pray every night. That's up to you. I'm not saying I'm Catholic. I'm like my own man. I just kind of like believe in something greater. That's where I'm at. But if you want to be Catholic, you want to be Jewish, you want to celebrate whatever it is that you celebrate, awesome. Do what's best for you. That's fine. But I'm just saying, I'm not somebody who's going to come out here and say, there is no God and you're stupid for thinking that. Like, that, hey, that's awesome that the Bible verse does something for them and that it means so much to them that they feel like it's worth it for you to be tipped in that. Now, think about it that way, just to be fair.
I want to read this Bible verse, and I want you to tell me if this is like a big F you.
I don't think this is. Oh, no. They better not be like sticking it to you. I'm sitting here sticking up for him because I don't have any problem with the Bible verse.
This is the Bible verse. It's Thessalonians book 5 or chapter 5 verses. Yes, chapter 5 verses 16 to 18. The phrase, or it goes like this. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ.
So is that them saying we're thankful for you.
We're thankful. Are they?
I don't think they're telling you to be thankful. I think that's them saying, look, God tells me to be thankful.
See, I'm
and that's
it,
me being thankful.
They're telling me to give thanks in all circumstances, including this time where we didn't give you a tip.
Read it one more time and let's take it to the social media lounge. Is this person sticking it to Belly or are they saying that they're grateful? Read it for us one more time.
Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ.
I think it's kind of backhanded.
I feel like that's a little backhanded. I feel like
Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will.
I feel like that's saying, like, you don't need the tip. You should be just thankful that we were here. Exactly. That can't be what they were saying.
It can't be.
No person would feel that way when they know. If no right mind person that knows you're getting paid $2.13 an hour and you pay your bills on tips.
I will say the guests were awkward to say the least. I mean,
were they sticking it to you?
No, when you were trying to engage them, like asking them about meals or trying to engage them. When you're slow in the restaurant, you try and engage the guests. Try and
entertain them.
Entertain them.
Sure.
Like, help them discover something new. We work in a town center where there's a lot going on. So I always like to say, like, so are you guys got dinner plans tonight? Are you going out to in the town center? Or if not, have you taken a look at our menu here at Tavern? Would you like to maybe join us here? It's one of those things where you're trying to sell points of either the restaurant or the service of being able to tell someone, showing knowledge of the area that surrounds you is a big benefit to you in the service industry game, because the more information you can provide, the better service you give, especially with a lot of travelers working in the venue that I do.
What would Jesus do? Not that from the social media lounge. Give thanks for your non-tip. I think it's more used to drop on the ground than for a tip. Still kind of trashy. This would be a nice thing to leave with a tip. But it sounds like they're telling you to be thankful whether or not you get paid. No business should be allowed to pay their employees under minimum wage and expect their customers to pay their salary. Other person writes in, that's actually a good point. Other person writes in, they're basically saying don't need to tip you because you should be thankful we came to eat and drink at your establishment. I'm with that person. Ryan Nelson, I'm with you. I think that's what it feels like to me. He summed up my thoughts the best.
Yeah.
Social Media Lounge, all of you, amazing job. I mean, this is why we love you. We call for you, you respond, you participate. If this was high school, your participation note cards would be like full. Okay? You could pick out of the prize hat. You're amazing. In fact, no more Nilla wafers. Shots of tequila. Not for us. I'm not there yet. I got to do a wedding later. Yeah. But tips should be extra and not something you depend on to pay your bills, says Copy. And it's true. It's hard. That's hard. I get that.
That's true, but I in a weird sense, I really enjoy being able to earn my money from my guests and not the company I work for.
Well, give them the line. Give the people the line you always say. This is why you,
and I point at the guests and say, you pay me the big bucks because I'm here for you. I'm not here for anyone else. Like, I'm here for the service of the guest. And that's why I'm, in a weird way, it's the most rewarding work I've ever done in a weird way, in the sense of, or I guess not rewarding as much as it is compensated based on my effort.
It's almost like sales. Like, if you don't sell anything, you don't make any money. So when you do make a bunch of money, you feel like I really did something.
I'm doing something. Like, when I get a good tip on something, or if I made a guest smile or made their day better by just talking to them, it's just as much of a benefit to me. Getting those good tips and earning them from the guest instead of the company I work for.
But people like the way that you're coming across because you're coming at it like you're one of them and you're not approaching them as the face of the company. You're approaching them as, I'm one of you. Let's like have as much fun as you guys can have. forget about the company.
Yeah.
And I think that's why our last One Wheel show went nuts. I mean, Voice of One Wheel, people are going nuts over it because we basically, a lot of people always say to us, why don't you work for Future Motion? Why don't they pay you? Why don't you join up with them? For that reason alone, we're here for you. We're not here for that's why you guys come to us. The company, I don't want the company coming to us. I don't want to have to be handcuffed by a company. And as a waiter or a bartender, imagine if a company had some shitty ass like things that you had to follow and you know that it's wrong. You're not going to be able to go and earn that tip and make that person's day as great as you could have.
And Copy,
if you were working for yourself.
And Copy makes a good point here. Why does a business get away with paying their employees less and keeping more for themselves? It's definitely a fair judgment. But for me, the tip is earned by the company. It goes into the company. For me, especially with a company I work for, all that tip money earned is also put into account into the sales and then paid back. So technically that money is still being processed through the company, especially for me, because I get a paycheck. I get paid every 2 weeks. I get taxed on all this.
Yeah. 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 You get taxed on this.
My money is going through the company and then back to me. So technically I'm earning this money and all that.
Slutty Boy 5.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't restaurant margins like seriously really thin
also
as it is already?
This is where we need Matty Potts, but yes,
so
that's true,
100%,
right?
100%, yeah. Especially restaurants. Now, businesses that have tipping, like, optionally.
Well, isn't this going away? Didn't we say that it's going to $15 an hour in somewhere?
California,
is it California?
D.C. is raising the minimum wage for service industry employees by the year 2023. All people in the service industry will be making that much.
So does that mean I'm not supposed to tip anymore? Am I not? Because I know if you go across,
it'll raise. But here's the other thing that people don't realize: when things like that happen, like the $15 minimum wage app, things like your cheeseburger that cost $10 is now going to cost $15.
Of course it is. Yeah, people don't realize that at all. Exactly.
If you
want
to add fries to that, it's an extra $3. If you want to get a soda, they're going to start charging you for sodas.
I legally bought some marijuana in California, and it was a 20. Yeah, they made it recreational. Awesome. And now they tax it 25%. So an eighth was like $85. Give me a break. Yeah, dude, it was a joke.
It taxed it heavily.
To the wrong place.
I was in the wrong place. I did nothing illegal. It was completely legal, and it was awesome. However, if you are at the bar, you know that bartender is working for you because they're working for those tips. But once you start paying them $15 an hour, I wonder, is the waiter, like, are they just going to get lazy? Because it doesn't really matter if they get the tips anymore.
I think it would flood the service industry with people that aren't built for it.
Right. You have to be a grinder.
You
got to
be a grinder, and things can eat at you, and people can eat at you, and
just like in any job.
And any job, but it's one of those things where,
Belly, if you're having a bad day and somebody leaves you a Bible verse, if you're not in the right mindset for that, that can really fucking anger you. You know, I could see somebody being like,
yeah,
are you kidding me? How am I supposed to eat today with this? Am I supposed to go to the grocery store and pray?
Oh, I got an
I'm religious. I'm not going off on the fact that they're religious. That's fine.
Let me tell you, I got another bad tip the other day, and it was, here's another tip I will give you.
Tip for tipping.
If you are going to buy drinks for someone else, if you decide to pick up a check for someone else, expect to tip their tip as well.
Taking it another step further, if you get comped, if Belly gives you two free drinks,
which I would never do.
No, but if he was to, if a bartender gives you two free drinks and it would have been 30, but your bill is now 15, you tip him on 30.
Yeah.
You don't tip him on 15. That's commonplace, right? You would expect that if you not that you give out free drinks, but if you did give free drinks, wouldn't you expect that I would tip you on the main bill instead of the free bill?
I mean, yeah, if I did, I would be one of those things where you should know, but I'm not, because it's.
But people do it.
Out.
I mean, people do it to coach up the people.
I mean, so when I'm out and if I happen to get a free drink, I will always keep that in mind. Like, all right, I got three free drinks tonight. That's another $21 off my check. That's another $4 for the server.
There you go. And that's all I'm saying. Like, but you're saying if you're picking up drinks for another person.
No, I'm saying like, so I had this, these two people come in. One lady was there before and we were talking. I was helping. She was having some issues. She was crying and all this nonsense.
Oh, no.
Nonsense.
Oh,
she was going through some rough stuff.
Wait, what's your mindset? Are you ready for this? Or are you just like, oh, it's the end of the night. I don't
know.
No,
this
is
the beginning of the day.
Oh, God.
This is early. But she was just having a hard day. She was ready for a beer. And I was literally just being the person that was being, I was being more like the reassuring, like affirmative one.
Sure.
Just saying like, you know, you're doing a good job. Like you're doing your best and you're making the right decisions. Because from everything you've told me, it sounds like he was a dickhead. But anyway, one of her friends comes out and meets her, and he is a nice guy. But I guess I'm not sure if he liked me or not, because when they asked for the check, I said, sure, absolutely. Are we all on the same check today? And he says, yes. So I drop the check in front of him. He gives me the card. I run it. And then it's a $45 tab. How much money do you think I got tipped on that
show? It should be $9.
It was $4 on the check.
That is under 10%.
That is under 10%.
That is 9%.
So if you're going to pick up someone else's, expect the tab to be high.
That's so shitty.
So now you're when you're paying for two people.
Really?
Now expect your tab is going to be over $40.
I didn't even think you need to say this. Like, isn't that common sense? Like, what an asshole.
Yeah.
What an asshole. I think everybody should be a waiter at least some point in their life.
Yeah.
Seriously, I guarantee that person that tipped a Bible verse has never been a waiter before.
No, most likely.
Or waitress.
Most likely not.
What's the dumbest tip that you ever got? Like, what's the weirdest? Is that the weirdest form of tip?
Bible verses are usually the weirdest form of tip. I mean,
because it's not a tip. It's just advice that you didn't ask for.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing financial to that.
I mean, most tips are generally actually what they're supposed to be. And
would you rather be tipped in like quarters by a high school kid? You know, high school kids come in, not probably at your establishment, no, but when I was working like Glory Days, oh my God, wing night, they would just drop quarters on the table. It was awful.
Oh yeah, dude, when high schoolers would come in.
Barista at Starbucks the other day told me that kids would come in with pennies, bro. Bags of pennies, and pay for their coffee with pennies.
Can you imagine just being the guy behind that person while they count them out? You're like, you step in, you're like, let me help. You start doing stuff.
I got you.
I gotta go. Like, oh my God. So on the way back, just to put a nice little bow on this and bookend it, we've got 3 minutes left. On the way back, hot girl sits next to me on the plane. New hot girl.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, well, now I have the formula of how to earn her trust. I know what to do now. Make one little comment. Make one tiny little comment. Get her to laugh. And then throw the headphones on so she knows she's safe and she doesn't have to deal with me for a while. I go to make my comment. She looks at me. She looks away. I feel like I failed. I'm like, what the fuck? Am I really not that funny? I tried. I thought that was a good line. Her friend comes up to her in the aisle, and they start talking. She doesn't speak any English at all. Just zero. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, I feel better about myself now. All right. Bye. I threw my headphones on.
I want to say this burn from the social media lounge.
Get them.
But it's about you.
Get it. I'm fine. I got thick skin.
Just wondering if Luch ever sees girls and doesn't think they're hot.
Yeah, no, my standards are pretty low. Pretty low, folks. I mean, let's just be honest. If they look at me and give me the time of day, I'm like, ooh, saucy. I love you guys. Thank you for hanging out. We've got thick skin over here, so social media lounge, you are the best. Braxton Blue, you did great today. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
We will see you guys on Tuesday.
Who's
for Brax? Next
I thought
week.
That was
Slutty Boy 5.
Slutty Boy 5.
That's right. Find your G-Spot, y'all.
Oh, my God. G-Spot.com for everything he does. They've got G-Spotbrand.com. Brand new skateboard decks all over in the Northern Virginia area, in skate shops everywhere. Belly, we got
to
go.
Yeah, it's time to go. It's Friday. Get out there, have some fun, enjoy the sun, and have a great day.
The weekly one-wheel challenges are looking pretty good for this week. I'm seeing the videos come in. If you have any idea or you don't and you just want to know what we're talking about, head over to Facebook and check out the weekly one-wheel challenges group. The videos that are coming in are awesome. Shout out to my boy Adam Hilliker. Beat, beat, Magic Robots. Your first video set the bar really high. We got to go, folks. We'll see you on Tuesday at 11 a.m. for The Voice of One Wheel. And, of course, Wednesday and Friday, 10 a.m. for Luch Dog in the Morning. From everybody here, TTR Studios. Peace!
Don't forget to go to LITMradio.com.
No. I shut that website down.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, we're bailing from that. We're out. Just go to YouTube, TTR Studios. Have a great
TTR
weekend,
Studios,
everybody.
TTR Studios YouTube. Wish you told me that before the show.
See ya.
Bye.